AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress this evening, giving an accounting of his first turbulent weeks in office. Some Americans are fearing for the country's future, while others are cheering him on. House Speaker Mike Johnson jokes he will not be reprising what predecessor Nancy Pelosi did after Trump's last speech in the House chamber.
No, we will not be ripping up the speech tonight. I would like to frame it in gilded gold, but I'm not sure how to do that. From the podium.
Mexico, Canada, and China all have imposed tariffs on the U.S., retaliating for the tariffs President Trump has slapped on them. Trump has imposed 25% taxes, or tariffs, on Mexican and Canadian imports, though he limited the levy to 10% on Canadian energy. Trump also doubled the tariff he slapped last month on Chinese products to 20%. House Speaker Mike Johnson is telling Republicans to skip town halls after an onslaught of protests. Johnson says the demonstrations are fueled by professional protesters. Severe weather is hitting many parts of the country,
with weather ranging from fire in the southern high plains to blizzards in the Midwest. Forecasts also predict dust storms in the southwest and tornadoes in the south. Craig Kogel is a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Des Moines, Iowa.
The main concern here is if we do get a little bit more snow and it's a heavy wet snow and it gets onto trees and power lines, when you start getting gusts as high as that, when you over 60 miles an hour, we could look at some bigger branches being broken off and potential power outages.
Weather also forced some Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans to be moved up and shortened. The weather events around the country are one of the first big tests for the National Weather Service after hundreds of forecasters were fired last week as part of President Donald Trump's moves to slash the size of the federal government. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. George Clooney revisits a journalistic hero in his Broadway version of Good Night and Good Luck. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Actor George Clooney promoting his new Broadway play based on his movie Good Night and Good Luck, telling journalists he's excited to again portray legendary reporter Edward R. Murrow.
The fun part about this is we get to do a play about a subject matter that's very close to our hearts, which is about everything that you guys all do, which is telling the truth and holding truth to power. And so it's a play we're very excited to do. It's not a civics lesson.
Murrow is considered one of the architects of broadcast news and famously opposed Senator Joe McCarthy, who cynically created paranoia of a communist threat in the 50s. Clooney grew up with a dad who was a local TV news anchor, Nick Clooney. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.